Hello and welcome to The Word and Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. God bless you on today. I pray that everything is going well with you in your life. I pray that you are holding on to God's unchanging hand. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Lord, help our understanding on today. Help us to understand your word. Bless us by your word. In Jesus' name, amen. We are going back over to the book of John, John chapter 17. We've been in the book of Romans for a few days. We were in Romans chapter 8, discussing predestination, being called to conform to the image of his son. Now we're going back to chapter 17, but we're going to end up back in Romans again to discuss something there. So let's read. It says in verse 1 of John chapter 17, these words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, now he's going to begin to pray to the Father. Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy son, that thy son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power or authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. Now, you look at that there. It says that Jesus has power over all flesh, and that Jesus may give eternal life to as many as the Father has given to him. Let's go over to, we're still in the book of John. We're going to go over to John chapter 6, and we're going to read a scripture from there. John 6 and 37, it says, all that the Father giveth me, this is Jesus speaking, shall come to me, and him that cometh to me, I will in no wise or certainly not cast out. All that the Father giveth to me shall come to me. It is already been preordained, and that was what we were talking about in Romans chapter 8, predestination. It has already been predetermined who would come to Jesus, and those that come to Jesus have already been given to Jesus by the Father. And so what Jesus says in verse 6 of John, chapter 6 of verse chapter 6 of the book of John, verse 37, that he will in no wise cast out those that come to him, because those that come to him, the Father has given to him. Then you go back over to verse 2 of John chapter 17. It ties that scripture right back in, and it says that he should give eternal life, Jesus should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. He is praying to the Father. Predestination, or the doctrine of election, shows that people have already been elected to be given eternal life. Eternal life. And that question, or that understanding, if we go over to Romans chapter 9, Paul is talking about that very thing, about election and being predetermined. God has orchestrated the events of this life. Many are called, but few are chosen. He already knows who's going to be saved, who's going to receive the word. Those people have he given to Jesus, that he might grant eternal life to them that to come to Jesus. And the only way we would even come to Jesus is that there is something within us that even draws us to Christ. And that something has already been provided to us. It is a hard understanding for predestination and being predetermined. But let's read something in Romans chapter 9. We're going to start off at verse 15. It says, for he saith to Moses, this is Paul speaking, for God saith to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. we think within our human will that we are doing something to draw us to God. It is already something within us that God has placed there that even gives us the even inclination to even come to God. Listen to that. It's not anything that we are doing. Let's continue reading in Romans chapter 9. We're going to go to verse 17. For the scripture saith unto Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. Pharaoh was the one that was holding the Israelites in bondage or in slavery. And in the fullness of time, Moses, God raises up Moses to be a deliverer and to show his power to all the earth through the life of Pharaoh. Pharaoh was the ruler in Egypt at that time, and God showed his power against Pharaoh on behalf of his people. And it says right here in Romans 9, verse 17, even for this same purpose have I raised thee up. He raised up Pharaoh to show his power against him. And I know somebody's thinking, well, what in the world? Why would he raise up Pharaoh? The life of us in this world and from the beginning of time is an orchestration of the purpose of God. And those that desire to be used of God for God's glory will be used for his glory in as believers. But there are also those that submit themselves to the darkness that God uses also to show his power, and he will be glorified through them. No one is above the power of God, and God's will and his purpose shall be shown forth regardless of our human will. We have human will, but God's divine will trumps our human will. So what will you be used for? Will you be used for God's glory and in the likeness of Jesus Christ, that we may show forth the glory of God in the image of his Son? Or will we show forth the glory of God where he has to show his power against you? What will it be? Let's continue. Verse 18 of Romans chapter 9. Therefore hath he mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will, he hardeneth. God is determining who will be used for what purpose. We're going to stop right there. Join me tomorrow on The Word and Me as we continue in the book of Romans chapter 9. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.